Well, we were kind of asked to not mention too much about this because there's been discussions with TRA, who are the front runners in putting the tarmac championship together, and you know, and somewhat keeping the likes of the Donegal Rally, Killarney Rally, and these big rallies alive with the championship. My personal view is that Irish rallying has always showcased the best cars in the world, which are the WRC cars competing on the current WRC championship. Yes, there's a big question mark or a big question to be asked about the affordability of these cars, and it's always been said it's only the guys that can raise the budgets can run them. I absolutely take that on board, but having driven one of them and having raised the money to drive them and buy one of them at one stage, I think that that's not, it's not inconceivable to achieve that. And any of these up-and-coming drivers, when they have the experience, rallying is about having a business head as well. Put your business head on, find the sponsors out there. Again, I know that there's sponsors there to be touched on. Put a professional business plan together and showcase your talent, showcase the events that you compete in, and you will find the budget to run a WRC car. An R5 car, it's a lesser category car, not as exciting to watch. I haven't actually drove one of them, but we've driven, you know, cars in similar formats throughout the years. But I don't see them as being the pinnacle of Irish motorsport going forward, and I don't believe that's the route the championship should go down. You know, why follow the British Championship? Because that's what they're doing. British Championship is a mixed surface championship. The R5 car will probably, you know, be spectacular enough on gravel, but on tarmac, which is what our championship is about and what our rallies are about, an R5 car going up Knockalla and probably Declan Gallagher and his Starlet could beat it, and probably beat it by quite a considerable amount. I think that would be a step backwards to go down this route. The national class has its place, the WRC class has its place, and the R5 car has its place. Create an R5 Cup, create an R5 Championship within the Tarmac Championship, but do not ban WRC cars.
And saying that, will the championship, will rallying here in Ireland lose that wee bit of extra appeal that it has to the rest of the country and indeed to Europe as well, Eugene, if this happens?
Absolutely. I mean, I have fans who've followed me all down through my years from all over Europe, and you get messages, well, we've been getting messages from them since this whole debate has started, and it's overwhelming. Do not lose the WRC cars. You were one of the last countries in the world that runs them in a Premier Championship. And plus the fact that the WRC car is evolving. Like, okay, it's gone from 2 litre back to 1600. But this 1600 car, I've been competing selected rallies in the last 3 years with this Mini. And if they had have made the decision 2 years ago, the WRC car is going to commit and going to stay here and it's going to be the foreseeable future of the Irish Tarmac Championship, I would have raised the budget to buy a car. Derek McGeehan has now got 3 of them, which I have hired his cars back and forward. But I haven't had the confidence in the championship to commit to therefore go and raise a budget to buy a car. And I won't do that until they say, right, this is where we're going to be for the next 2 or 3 years. We're going to stick with the WRC car. The 2 litre WRC car will fade out because it'll lose its homologation, which is the paperwork it has to run in the championship under, which I think the most of them expire next year, and continue forward the same as what Bertie Fisher did and Austin Mahill did throughout the years. They always bought the best cars and brought them here to Ireland to rally.
And will Donegal possibly lose some of that appeal as well for the spectators and for the thousands who come here and spend millions of pounds and euros every year in Donegal? Will that be to a detriment to that as well, do you think?
Absolutely. I'm only one voice, but I've been around a long time, and spectators come for that reason, to spectate on the biggest spectacle that they can see in motorsport in our country. If you lose the WRC car, which is the premier championship in the world, is the World Rally Championship, you know, and those cars, if you can come to Donegal and see them, like what Declan has done, like Declan Boyle has just bought one of the latest cars, if you wipe that out, definitely you will lose spectators. It starts to lose its attractiveness, and, you know, being a motorsport fan all my life, I know I wouldn't be rushing out to see a less premier car than the top championship in the world.